ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् पेज नंबर 62 स्टैंजा नंबर 10 एंड 11 रिपीट आफ्टर मी स एष यर्हि प्रकृतेः गुणेष्वभिविषज्यते अहंक्रिया विमूढात्मा कर्तास्मीत्यभिमन्यते तेन संसार पदवीं अवशोभ्येत्य निर्वृतः प्रासंगिकैः कर्मदोषैः सदसन्मिश्रयोनिषु वी डिस्कस्ड इन लास्ट सेशन द नेचर ऑफ प्रकृति एंड पुरुष मैटर एंड स्पिरिट हाउ टू डिस्टिंग्विश द टू मैटर एंड स्पिरिट their characteristics and in I, the individual, which consists of some matter part, gross matter and subtle matter, and there is consciousness part, and I have to separate the two. So the gross and subtle matter has the nature of constant change. But as I pointed out yesterday, matter is entertaining, glamorous. Chaitanya, on the other hand, is changeless. That which is changeless does not give any glamour. It's not entertaining. But what does it give? Security. So, spirit, the consciousness which is changeless, gives you security. Matter gives glamour, glitter, entertainment, but is most insecure because it is constantly changing. And therefore, the individual, the seeker, must know that he should hold on to consciousness, the spirit. Not to identify with matter, but as long as we are in matter, we experience it and we can derive worldly joy. And that joy, if it is sattvic, then we will be in the higher and higher worlds. If it is rajasic, mediocre world. And if it is tamasic, lower worlds. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvasthaha, madhye tishthanti rajasaha. Jaganya guna vrittisthaha, adho gacchanti tamasaha. 14th chapter of Gita. So, the last line that we saw in the 11th stanza, because of matter where all the activities are, doership is, samsara is that matter is what an individual identifies with and owns up the doership of matter, thinking that I am the doer, I am the experiencer, because of which he becomes samsari. Tena samsara padavim avasho abhyeti anirvrutaha. He is unhappy, restless, and because of this extreme attachment to matter, he gets different kinds of births. Higher, mediocre, lower, depending upon sattva, rajas, tamas. Up to this we saw yesterday. Next shloka is very, very important shloka. In Bhagavatam, this shloka comes at least three times that I remember. It might come even more. Next, shloka number 12. Arthe hya vidyamanepi samsritirna nivartate dhyayato vishayanasya swapnenarthagamo yatha. So somebody may ask a question that you are saying, you remember the principle yesterday I explained, in Sankhya Darshan, matter and spirit both are different and independent. In Vedanta Darshan, spirit consciousness appears as matter. So matter is dependent, consciousness is independent. This we saw yesterday. If matter is dependent, then that matter is not absolute reality. So if the student says, this is what I conclude, that matter which is having dependent reality is not absolute, so we say yes. And that which is not independently existing is not real. Like to give you an example, this table, this desk is created from wood. And therefore, desk does not have independent reality apart from wood. Wood alone is the truth. Desk is only a name given to a form. So this much we understand. Desk is only a name given to a wood with a particular form, particular usage. So like that, if you say matter is only a perception on consciousness, then really speaking, that matter is not there. Like, there is no such thing called desk. There is only wood. Desk is only a name. Like that, matter is only a name. World is only a name. Then somebody says, if all this is only a name, not a substance, not a reality, then why do I suffer in this world? Why do people suffer in this world? So, a very important point is now made that even though world is not a real thing, an absolute thing, that non-absolute world still can give sorrow. Arthe hi avidyamane api. Even though, artha means vishayas, objects. Even though objects are not there in this world, arthe hi avidyamane api, samsruti na nivartate. Transmigration does not end. So even though the objects are not really there, sorrows do not end. For whom? For that person, dhyayato vishayan asya. The one who goes on brooding over these objects means the one who wants to derive enjoyment from objects and runs after them. That fellow is still samsari. Dhyayato vishayan asya. How? Swapne anarthagamo yatha. Like calamities come to an individual who is dreaming. Means even in dream, one can suffer. Even though there are no real objects in dream, suffering does not end. Somebody said, in dream, he used to get this idea that he is appearing for an exam. And in exam, in dream, he would fail. Now in exam, in dream, who is setting up the exam paper? You yourself. Who is evaluating? Yourself. Who is appearing for exam? Yourself. And yet, you don't get A in dream. And there was one fellow, he dreamt one day that he was going in forest and suddenly a tiger came in front. And he asked that tiger, what are you going to do now? Are you going to eat me or you will leave me? He said, what do I know? It is your dream. You have to decide. But in dream also I can suffer. Anartha agama means sorrows can come in dream. So just as in dream sorrows can come, dhyayato vishayanasya. Like that, in waking also, even if there is no real object, like many times we must have seen, you know, you must have experienced, even in the world when there is no real problem, if we imagine that there is problem, we will suffer. There is no such thing, but we imagine, I think this person thinks ill of me. I think this person doesn't like me. You only imagined. In Tulsi Ramayana, Goswami says, Jutheu satya jahi binu jane, jimi bhujang binu raju pahichane, jehi jane jag jai herai, jage jatha sapan brahm jai. When you wake up, then swapna brahma goes. Until that point, in dream, problems continue. So like that, without knowing the truth, the world appears as real. Jahi binu jane, jhutheu satya. How? Jimi bhujang binu raju pahichane. Bhujang means snake. Raju, rope. So without knowing the rope, snake appears real. Like that is this world. So Goswamiji has given all Vedanta in simplified form. You have Ramayana class here. Here Ramayana classes are there. So, Jimi Bhujanga Binu Raju Pahichane. So here, Arthehi Avidyamane Api Samsriti Hina Nivartate. Therefore, what should I do? Two things. Know that there are no objects, there are no reality, and therefore stop running after them. Means not crave for them, not desire them. Desirelessness. In Vivek Chudamani, in the morning we saw, knowledge and freedom from vasana. Both are needed. Like the example is given, if a person is in prison, and prison has a door and a lock, and the person who is inside the prison has chains, heavy weight, shackles. So even if somebody opens the lock and says, now you are free to run, but if there is a lot of weight, he cannot run. He cannot move also. So not only the door should be opened, unlocked, but also those shackles should be removed. So I should know that the world is an appearance, and at the same time, I should stop running after it. I should stop desiring these things. Vasana is in desires. Otherwise, samsara will not end. Therefore, sadhana, now in the next shloka, ata eva shanaischittam prasaktam asatam pathi bhakti yogena tivrena viraktyachana yedvasham. Atah eva, therefore, asatam pathi prasaktam chittam, chittam mind, which is on asatam pathi prasaktam, extremely attached to the path of untruth. Asatampathi means mind which is extremely attached to untruth, means objects. Shanaihi, slowly. Tivrena bhakti yogena viraktyacha vasham nayet. What that person should do? Tivra bhakti. One should increase lot of devotion. And vairagya, dispassion. In the language of jnanam, Bhagavan has said in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, abhyasena cha kaunteya, vairagyena cha grihyate, have abhyasa yoga and vairagya. Here it is given bhakti yoga and vairagya. So, a person who is thinking type, who likes Jnana Yoga, then it is said, you go on doing Jnana Charcha. Study more, discuss more, teach more, speak more, write more, etc. And the one who is more bhakti oriented, so to that person it is said, do more puja, more japa, more singing. But for both students, vairagya is common. Vairagya will come there also, here also. And this vairagya will increase because these spiritual activities will keep you so busy you will not have time for anything. You have morning, evening discourses, and you have bhikshas, you have other work. Where is it time to go anywhere else? And then when you are at one place, you have to think, okay, next place, what we are going to discuss, how, what is going to be the schedule, when you will arrive, when you will depart, who will pick you up, who will drop off, all those emails are going on. So there is no time to think of Vishaya. So your mind will be occupied. And those who have taken the house of the path of householders, then for them it is said you continue with your responsibilities but also engage in the world of spirituality. So keep doing whatever best you can do in the spiritual field. Like you serve in the school, Balvihar, teaching, study, attend discussion groups, etc. Then gradually the mind will become purified. Purified mind means the pressure of running for the world and getting more and more objects, it will reduce. I can sit at home and I can be relaxed. So generally we say, you know, with aging anyway it happens because you don't want to go out, you don't want to try. But remember, desires are not gone yet. Really desires will go when I see the hollowness in entertaining those desires. There is nothing. Tivrena bhakti yogena viraktyacha chittam vasham nayet. And shanaihi means understand, it will happen slowly only. So don't think, oh, from last 2 days I am doing bhakti, nothing has happened. In 2 days nothing will happen. 20 years you give yourself. Then you see. You will see change in your thinking, in your lifestyle, everything. Then people will actually tell, this fellow has changed completely. Okay, now Devhuti ji has a very, very profound question. The questions are so beautiful. Devahuti ruvacha Purusham prakritim brahman. Sorry, Purusham prakriti brahman. Navi munchati karhichit anyonya pashrayatvacha nityatvadanayo prabho. Devahuti says, next shlok also we'll have to read. Yathagandhasya bhumeshcha nabhavo vyatire kataha apamrasasya cha yatha tatha buddhev parasya cha. She says, O God, hey Prabhu, you are saying to understand that consciousness is independent of matter, matter is dependent, and that independent consciousness, once I understand, it will be free from the shackles of prakriti, from matter. And that is what we call moksha. She says, this moksha is not possible. Impossible. why? This is called objection. Objection is raised to the whole philosophy. Imagine now, we said in I there is consciousness and there is matter, gross and subtle matter, correct? Both are there. Can you have consciousness existing separately from matter? And can you have matter existing separately from consciousness? If they cannot remain separate from each other, where is moksha? I also had the same question. You should have told me before, I would not have taken all these notes. Her question, she is a bright student. She says, hey Prabhu, now you see the shloka. Prakriti hi, he Brahman, O Brahman means O revered sir, prakriti hi purusham na karhichit vimunchati. Prakriti will never leave purusha. Prakriti will never leave purusha. Prakriti is always going to be there. And just as I gave you the example that neither matter can stay without spirit, nor spirit can stay without matter, anyonya apashrayatvacha. Anyonya apashrayatvacha. One is depending on the other. It seems like this. Matter is existing only because of consciousness. Consciousness is available and known only when there is matter. I am Brahman. To know and to express. To know, I need thought. Correct? To express, I need speech. Thoughts are also matter. Speech is also matter. So I am Brahman. Even for this thought to exist, matter is expressing. For speech to say something, matter is present. So, anyonya ashraya, it looks like. Then somebody says, no, one day something will end. Either matter will end or consciousness will end. She says, nityatvad anayoho prabho. Both are eternal. Both are nitya. So now nothing will go on its own. And as though this was not enough, she gives example also in the next shloka. Yatha gandhasya bhumescha na bhavo vyatirekatah. Earth and smell, they are together. Gandha and prithvi. Because gandha gunatvam, prithvitvam. What is earth? You know, this is very logical question. If somebody will come and ask you, what is earth? We will say, "Arey, this is earth. What are you asking?" But in Nyaya Darshan, they don't answer this way. What is earth? You know what is their definition? Wherever there is smell, that is earth. So anywhere, if I smell something, earth element is present. Now you take example. Let's say you use perfume. Perfume is earth or water? So you say water, but fragrant water. That fragrance part is from the earth. Like they take the essence of flower or something and they pour it in, or some chemicals. Then I say, incense stick, when it is burning, in the smoke there is fragrance. So air is fragrant. Air has no smell of its own. In air, whatever earth element is added, that smell will come. If it is pollution, pollution smell will come. If it is flower, fragrance will come. So wherever earth element is, that is known through fragrance, the smell. So Gandha Guna and Prithvi are together. Yatha Gandhasya Bhumescha. Na bhavo vyatirekata. You cannot separate them. And second line, apam rasasya cha. And water and taste are together. Because taste, wherever there is taste, understand there is water. The fruit, we say, is very tasty. That means there is water there. When water is added, you get taste. On the tongue, you know, that's why the day when tongue is very dry or for whatever reason there is no saliva, you cannot taste anything. Like in the olden days, you know, they used to have this milk powder. You take and put it in your mouth. You cannot taste until the mouth starts having water. Complete dehydration is where you cannot have any taste. Water should be there. So, apam rasasya cha yatha, just as this is the case, tatha buddhehe parasya cha. In the same way, atma and ahankara, they all are, both are together. Can you separate atma and ahankara? This is his question. Her question, sorry, not his, her question. Devahuti. Very important question. In Drik Drishya Viveka, this is called Tadatmya, identification between Ahankara and Sakshi. Ahankarasya tadatmyam chichaya deha sakshibhi sahajam karmajam bhranti janyam chatrividham kramat. Now she concludes in next two shlokas, 16 and 17. Akartu karma bandhoyam purushasya yadashrayah guneshu satsu prakritehe kaivalyam teshvatah katham kvachit tattvavamarshena nivrittam bhayamulbanam anivritta nimittatvat punah pratyavatishthate. Devahuti says, akartuhu karmabandhoyam akartuhu purushasya ayam karmabandha. Purusha, the atma which is akarta. Purusha means real me. Atma means real me, which is akarta, non-doer. Akartuhu karmabandhoyam purushasya yad ashrayah. Staying there in a locus where this purusha is performing the karma, that is prakriti. Consciousness is expressing through what? Through matter. Are you all with me? You know, in the olden days, when husband used to walk and wife was asked to follow him, and sometimes his husband is walking fast and he goes on talking, thinking that wife is behind him, and he will go on having conversation where she is not even following him. She has sat down because she is tired. Like that, I go on talking, and if you are not following me, if you are not with me, then it will be similar situation. I will be thinking that yes, they are all understanding. Okay, little bit basics again. Purusha means real you. Satchidananda, Parabrahma. Prakriti is this gross body, which we are going to leave here. Mind, thoughts, etc., which keep changing, they come and go. So the real I is Akarta, Chaitanya. But it is functioning only through a body medium. Consciousness you will not find hanging in the air. For its expression, it has to have gross body, subtle body, causal body through which it will express. So this I think is clear. Okay, simple example you take, electricity. Is electricity giving light or bulb giving light? Both. Only electricity doesn't give light. Only bulb cannot give light. If you say only bulb gives light, you remove electricity, it will not work. Only electricity gives light, you remove bulb, still it will not work. Both have to be there. So for expression to be there, consciousness has to be there, matter also has to be there. This is the anyonya ashraya she is talking about. Now it is clear, Swami. यद आश्रय है गुणेषु सत्सु तेषु प्रकृते है प्रकृते है गुणेषु तेषु सत्सु व्हेन दी गुणाज ऑफ प्रकृति आर देयर दिस इज गोइंग टू बी द 14th चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता दैट आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक आफ्टर टुमारो इन अल्फा रेटा एरिया दिस टॉपिक सो व्हेन गुणाज आर देयर इन मैटर इट इज एक्सप्रेसिंग Purusha. Otherwise, Purusha cannot express. Guneshu satsu prakritehe kaivalyam teshu atakatham. How can it have kaivalya? There is no moksha. Kaivalya here means moksha. There is no possibility of moksha. There is no possibility of moksha means if we sit down and think, can I ever be free from this matter? Or as soon as I, the consciousness, is expressing, matter has to be there for it to express. Like if electricity has to express, it will need some medium. Either it is mic or heater or light or fan or something. Therefore, she is ready to give up. She says there is no moksha. Then somebody says, no. When you understand and then you do viveka, then they are separated. She says, okay. Let's say after a lot of effort, you have separated the two. How long they will remain separate? You separate them. This is what happens. Somebody sits and meditates. After a lot of meditation, he understands, I am not matter. You get up. Or you don't get up. Somebody will come and take a blade of grass or something, put in your ears. Then you open your eyes. I am going to be so angry, take some water. Means what? Again back to Prakriti. I have controlled my mind so much, again it is going. So people feel, all my sadhana, 20 years of sadhana gone in 20 minutes. So, kvachit tattva avamarshena nivruttam bhayam ulbanam. This terrible fear somehow I managed to stay away from by the knowledge, tattva avamarshena. Anivritta nimittatvat, its nimitta has not gone, punah pratyavatishtate. So, cause is still there, that prakriti is present there. This point is what I told you yesterday, in Sankhya Darshan, this is how it is going to be, this sadhana. If I understand rope is real and snake is also real, you separate the two, again that snake will come and give you fear. As long as snake is satyam, problems are going to continue. That's, you see, this question is raised here to show that this teaching is not Sankhya Darshan. This teaching is Vedanta Darshan. That is why this question is raised here. That they are different, they are distinct. Anivritta nimittatvat, Hetu is given beautiful, that this cause of sorrow has not gone. Let's say I establish my neighbor is giving me sorrows. Okay. So I try to avoid meeting my neighbor. But he is my neighbor. When I am coming out of the garage, he also comes out. Lot of snow is there. I am shoveling the snow. He will also do the same thing. I will see him. My fence is there. Between the two houses, there is only one fence. It bends this way or that way. Either way, we will have to talk. I cannot avoid my neighbor. So as long as he is there, I will be frustrated. So what should I do? I'm going to pack up and go to another place. Neighbor won't be there. Some another neighbor will be there. So like that, this is just an example. What we want to communicate is this. Real problem is because of mind. Mind will bother us. As long as that mind is there, problems will not end. And even if I drop this body, in next body, mind will be there. Mind doesn't go away. So gross body, subtle body, causal body, mind is part of it. Therefore, one must take care of this mind. Somebody is there. Somebody is there at the back. So one has to make sure that he is able to detach from this mind. So that is what is needed, that is the important aspect. So here she says, if I cannot detach from this mind, then what will I do? Because I can never get detached. After this body, another body is there, mind will be there. So now, the answer is given. Elaborate spiritual practices for person to become free. They are given in the next stanza. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Animitta Nimittena Swadharmenamalatmana Tivraya Mai Bhaktyacha Shrutasambhratayachiram Jnanena Drishtatattvena Vairagyena Baliyasa Tapoyuktena Yogena Tivrenatma Samadhina Prakritih Purushasyeha Dahyamana Tvaharnisham Tiro Bhavitri Shanakaihi Agneryo Nirivaranihi Shri Bhagavan, now Kapil Bhagavan is explaining Devahuti. He says, Prakritihi Tiro Bhavitri. Prakriti will actually disappear. Will disappear means it will stop being Prakriti for the realized person. It will become less or ineffective, that is a better word, ineffective for a realized person. Prakriti. Tiro Bhavitri. Tiro Bhava word, you know. Tiro Bhava means disappearance. Avir Bhava means appearance. Avir Bhava, Tiro Bhava. These words go together. So Tiro Bhavitri, Prakritihi. When, now you start from the beginning. Animitta Nimittena Swadharmena Amalatmana. First thing, now all sadhanas are given. So you see, there are students who just walk in to listen to Vedanta without doing any sadhana. And then there are others who do all sadhanas and then listen to Vedanta. So those who don't do any sadhana, for them this list is given. First is Swadharma Anushthanam. One has to perform his or her bounden duties. One's own duties, whatever come to their family. So, householder is there, husband, wife, children, whatever is your responsibility, you have to do. And how? Animitta Nimittena. Means you don't have choice. Just do it. So when you do this, then what will happen? Your personal likes and dislikes will go. Like a person is there, single, let us say, man, example. He is free bird, right? He says, whenever I want to go home, I will go home. Wherever I want to eat. I will go to this restaurant, I will go to friend's house. Or today, oh, I am not hungry, I will just eat some fruits and something, over. Now he gets married. So then what happens? 5:30, as soon as office is over, because he goes anywhere, question paper is there at the home. Where were you? What time did you leave office? Why didn't you call? Why it took you so long? Why there was traffic, every query, enquiry will be there. So he has to, today I am not hungry. Why are you not hungry? When you are alone, you don't have to answer anyone anything. I am not hungry. What is it? What did you eat in the evening, afternoon, morning? Didn't you know in the evening we have to eat together? So now everything. So then his personal likes and dislikes will go down. Whatever I want to do, I cannot do now. This is called animitta nimittena. Now he has children. Now let's say mother, the wife, mother, she is like, okay, you know, I like to sleep 8 hours every day, let us say, she says. Now child wakes up at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, does she have any choice? You get up. You have to take care. This is animitta nimittena. And you are taking care of child, now you also have to work. You say, okay, my mother will come here and take care of us for 3 months. Then mother will go. Then next 3 months, mother-in-law will come. You don't have choice. Now you will have to work with mother-in-law. And if mother-in-law is not there, sister-in-law will come. Somebody will come with whom your chemistry doesn't work. You will have to make it work. So many things are there on mother-in-law, but I will not go there. But you understood the point. Same thing if a student says, you know, I want to become doctor. Okay, to become doctor, you have decided now your student dharma. That doctor dharma will tell you how many hours you can sleep, how many books you will have to study, where you will go for rotation. Here, there, I have applied in so many places. Then 4 hours, 5 hours sleep, that's all. Your student dharma will tell you. So whether you are student or householder or anybody, I say I am sannyasi and I am a teacher. Now teacher's dharma will tell you how much you will have to study. You cannot say, today no class, tomorrow we'll see. No such thing. Every day you will have to have class. And not one, not two, 3 classes every day, non-stop. The teacher, the dharma is there. Then your personal raga dvesha there, I just want to relax. First you finish teaching, then you relax. Animitta nimittena. Swadharmena amalatmana. Mala means impurity. So all impurities will be washed out by doing proper dharma. Tivraya mai bhaktyacha. Then intense devotion to me. So while doing my responsibility as a householder, gradually increase devotion to God. And shruta sambhrataya chiram. And also listening to scriptures regularly. Or devotion to that nature of God which you have listened to from scriptures, either way. Then, jnanena drishtatattvena. Then, slowly knowledge takes place. Clear idea of what is Atma, who am I, what is not me, etc. Jnanena drishtatattvena. Vairagyena baliyasa, and greater vairagya will come, means I will start seeing what all unimportant things are there in my daily schedule and I will start striking them off. This not needed. This every day I am wasting 15 minutes on Facebook, out, not needed. Or 2 hours, whatever. No need. This thing, not needed. Instead, I will add more knowledge, more devotion, more satsang in my schedule. Or even I will rest well, because rest is also important for next day. I will be fit, because that fitness is also helpful in my sadhana. Proper rest is also good, is required. I will do some yoga, I will walk, I will do something. So, jnanena, drishtatattvena, vairagyena, baliyasa, tapo yuktena, yogena. And then austerity will be there with tivrena atma samadhina and intense practice of meditation on self. So, one sitting, let's say, first you start with 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour. Two sittings of 1 hour, three sittings of 1 hour every day. Increase meditation. I'm not joking. People, they stop everything and do this. Don't give your cell phone number to everybody and then sit down for meditation. Don't give your number to people who are not really satsangi. Don't put on your Facebook, you want to contact me anytime, anywhere I am available, and then you sit for meditation. Remove all those things. Link here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Anywhere you can contact me, there are some people. Tivrena Atma Samadhina Prakriti hi Purushasya iha Dahyamana tu Aharnisham. Then what will happen? The prakriti of this Purusha will be burnt. Means this Ahankara, the mind, vasanas, they all will slowly go away. They will never bother him anymore. Ashubhavasana. How? Example is given. So I'll give you this example later. First you understand simple example. If there is a pile of wood, and in that pile of wood I want to create fire. So what they would do, they'll have a wooden stick, right? And you take fire from somewhere and start putting that fire here, there, in that pile. So slowly, you know, holy, have you seen? So how they create fire here, there, and slowly the whole thing will burn. Then that piece of wood which you used to create the fire, that also you put there. That will also be burnt. Like that, that ahankara which started the sadhana and became sadhaka. That sadhaka is that stick. That itself has to now go. Understood? Sadhaka means I am doing so much sadhana, so much sadhana. Arey, you are the problem now. You have to let go of yourself. I am sadhaka. This thought is now blocking me. Finally, that thought is the last frontier. So you have to let go of that also. And here the example is given. Like they used to use arani to produce fire. Once the fire is produced, then that arani itself will burn. It is pieces of wood, block, wooden blocks. That will, by rubbing them, it will produce spark and it will burn the wooden blocks themselves. Agnehe Agnehe yonihi iva aranihi. That is how you have to read. Huh? That's how you have to split. Bhagavan, I think I will never be able to detach myself from the world. I love this world so much. I love America. I love Atlanta. I don't think I will ever give this up. So now, the next shloka. What is the nature of this world? A wise person, how he should see. Bhukta bhoga parityaktaha. Drishta dosha cha nityashah. Neshvarasya shubham datte. Sve mahim nisthitasya cha. Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha. This world is to be experienced, bhukta bhoga. But when we experience this world, we should understand that there are defects in this world, drishta doshaha. Bhogaha, when we enjoy, when we experience, then we see defects in them. And when we see defects, then parityakta. So experiencing the world, then rejecting the world because we see defects in the world. Nityasha, daily, regularly you see, oh, this is the, yesterday, I think, day before yesterday I told you, the door through which joy comes, through the same door, sorrow also enters. So, a particular object gives joy, same object will give sorrow. A particular person gives joy, same person will give you sorrow. No other strange person is going to come in life to give sorrow, remember. If my body gives me joy, same body will give me sorrow. If my job gives me joy, my job will give me sorrow. If my house gives me joy, that house alone will give sorrow. This is called drishta dosha. So I should develop this wisdom that joy and sorrow are two sides of a coin. There is no such thing as only joy and no sorrow. And generally, when we are youth, we have less sorrows. As the old age comes in, not many people want to talk to you. You also don't have much energy. And you have more to talk about past and less to think and inquire about future, the what will happen. You don't want to ask also what will happen because it is not going to be any good news. It is always going to be like this. So one has to rise above this. Drishta dosha. Bhukta bhoga drishta parityakta drishta dosha cha nityashah. Na ishvarasya ashubham dhatte sve mahimni sthitasya cha. But the one who is abiding in his own self, who is a master, nothing wrong can happen to that person because of this prakriti. When he has seen the defect and discarded. Sve mahimni sthitasya cha. Now, in next two shlokas, ಯಥಾ ಹ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿಬುದ್ಧಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಸ್ವಾಪೋ ಬಹ್ವನರ್ಥ ಭೃತ್ ಸ ಏವ ಪ್ರತಿಬುದ್ಧಸ್ಯ ನ ವೈ ಮೋಹಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ ಏವಂ ವಿದಿತ ತತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿರ್ಮಯಿ ಮಾನಸಂ ಯುಂಜತೋ ನಾಪಕುರುತೆ ಕುರುತೆ ಆತ್ಮಾರಾಮಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ಹಿಚಿತ್ ದಟ್ ನ ಅಪಕುರುತೆ ಆತ್ಮಾರಾಮಸ್ಯ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಧಿ ರೂಲ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಎಸ್ ನ ಅಪಕುರುತ ಆತ್ಮಾರಾಮಸ್ಯ ದ ಸಂಧಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎ ಲೋಪ ಆಫ್ ಕುರುತೆ ಎ ಲೋಪ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಶಾಕಲ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಲೋಪ ಶಾಕಲ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಏಚೋಯ ವಾಯವ ಸೇಮ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎಸ್ ಅಪ್ರತಿಬುದ್ಧಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಸ್ವಾಪ ಬಹುವನರ್ಥ ಭೃತ್ ವೆನ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೇಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಇಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಫರ್ ಎ ಲಾಟ್ ಬಟ್ when the same person wakes up, then all that perception will not bother him. Navai mohaya kalpate pratibuddhasya praswapah. So on waking up, those illusory appearances will not bother him. In the same way, evam vidita tattvasya prakritihi mai manasam yunjatah na apakurute atmaramasya karhichit. So, in the same way, vidita tattvasya, the person who knows the truth, and mai manasam yunjataha, the one who is engaging his mind in me constantly, and who is atmarama. Atmarama means he does not need anything. If anything is there, he'll use. If it is not there, he is not unhappy. ಆತ್ಮಾರಾಮಸ್ಯ ವಿದಿತ ತತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಮೈ ಮಾನಸಂ ಯುಂಜತಃ ಥ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹೀ ನೋಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಹೀ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇನ್ ಮೀ ಫಾರ್ ಸಚ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಹೀ ನ ಕರ್ಹಿಚಿತ್ ಅಪಕುರುತೆ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಡೌನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಾದರ್ ಹಿಮ್ Prakriti means the three gunas. Means he will remain in control of his personality. There is a shloka about this. You know, many times people say, oh, my anger bothers me so much. I get so angry. People, actually sometimes you also wonder that this fellow can get angry so much. But when they get angry, oh my God, then it's like a storm coming, passing through. Gwinnett. Then once this storm subsides, then you look at the same person. Calm everything. And so what happened? Some storm had come. So the person who gets angry, there is variety, you know. There is a shloka on that. Person who is highly spiritual, who has mastered his personality and all, even if he gets angry, it will be a momentary anger. ಉತ್ತಮೇ ಕ್ಷಣ ಕೋಪ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಉತ್ತಮ ಪುರುಷ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಆಂಗರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ in charge of his personality. Uttame kshanakopasyat. Madhyame ghatikadvayam. Mediocre person, his anger will last for 2 hours. Ghatikadvayam means 2 hours. So for 2 hours, when you see that this fellow is angry, you don't bother him. Leave a cup of tea near there. Go. Once the tea is over, you come there. Shanti. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Uttame kshanakopasyat madhyame ghatikadvayam. Adhame syat ahoratram. More inferior kind of person, whole day he will be angry. So when they are angry, and you know, sometimes they shut the door, like these teenagers sometimes, I am so angry. Don't even ask for food. Anyway, in the night they will open and come out when everybody sleeps. Open the fridge. Adhame syat ahoratram. Next day morning, how are you? Everything is okay. Give them 24 hours, they'll be normal. This is third variety. Last variety, papishthe maranantakam. Person who has too many sins, his anger will last until he dies. Means if that fellow gets angry over someone, 27 years back, I remember you had taken my pencil. I will still not forget you. When we were in Balvihar class together, after so many years, he still has anger. Papi, that shows too many sins are there in that life, in that person. So, person who is a great sadhaka, for him, anger, lust, all these things will, they'll just appear and disappear before anybody knows. Whereas other fellow 2 hours, third fellow overnight, last fellow whole life. So, here Bhagavan says, the one who knows the truth and who is a devotee, for that person and Atmarama, Prakriti cannot bother him. Because he lives also in Prakriti. Remember, he doesn't live anywhere else. There is no different community of realized people. They have to live in the same community where everyone lives. They also go by road, they also go by plane, they also go by train. They will have to interact with everybody. But sadhana will support them. So, what was the question? Devahuti's question was that I think matter and spirit can never be separated. It is like earth and fragrance or water and taste. They are made for each other. Prakriti and Purusha are made for each other as though. How can we separate them? And even for some reason, with lot of viveka, you separate them, again they will come back because anyonya ashraya is there. So the answer is given, when a person does sadhana properly, starting from swadharma anushthana, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, vairagya, tapas, etc., then the personality, lower personality will get burnt. Means ahankar will be understood as mithya. Vasanas are eradicated because of intense, long sadhana process. Therefore, he will not run after those things. Therefore, he will not get affected by prakriti. Clear? So, this set of shlokas, this is the main idea. So, when a sadhaka studies this, one is studying each shloka at a time. then the whole section one should understand. And then how we do sadhana. So what this means, that suddenly because I showed up in one Vedanta class one day, that does not mean I will become free. Or I heard in class that I am Nitya Mukta Brahma. But I will not be able to enjoy that if I don't have sadhana to back that knowledge. So that entire sadhana is to support this. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. Now last shloka of this chapter. यदा न योगोपचिता सुचेतः माया सुसिद्धस्य विषज्जतेंग अनन्य हेतुष्वथ मे गति स्यात् आत्यंतिकी यत्र न मृत्युहासः Yada, when a Siddha Purusha, Siddha means the one who has done enough sadhana and has come to the culmination of that sadhana. So this is the last shloka of the teaching. Siddhasya Chetaha Yogopachitasu Mayasu Na Vishajyate. When his mind does not get attached to any maya due to all the yogic practices, spiritual practices that he has done, or also his mind should not get attached to siddhi that he gains through spiritual practices. Because when you do some spiritual practices, siddhis will also come. Like you think, you know, that it has been so many months and for bhiksha, a particular food has not come. Suddenly it will show up. Without you telling anybody, that thought will have that power. Or you think of someone and that person sends you email suddenly. You haven't told them. You say, Swamiji, I was thinking of you. There you go. But one should not get attached to this name. Oh, this Siddhi is wonderful. I will get more name and fame only in Siddhi. That's why when people go to Kumbh Mela and all, where, you know what is Kumbh Mela, right? Like January, right now Kumbh Mela, such things will be there in Prayag. Lot of people would have gathered. They take bath. And then there are spiritual discourses in tents. Bhagavad Gita discourses, Ramayana, Ramcharitmanas discourse, Upanishad discourse, Brahma Sutra discourse, Bhagavatam discourse, Nam Sankirtana, everything will go on. Wherever you want to sit and attend, you can sit and attend. And there'll be other places also where you will find some yogi baba with lot of hair standing on one foot like this, something, with long nails. So where do you think the photographers would be? Not in the tent where Brahma Sutra discussion is going on. Because it is the same thing, you know, one person is talking. So many people are sitting, they'll take the picture. What is fun in there? The photographers will go where long nails are there, or this fellow is having his head in the sand. So, this is a great yogi baba. It'll come on Time magazine, Newsweek, all popular magazines it'll go. Have you seen this or not? They show such pictures. So now, the people know that if I am sitting in a tent listening to pravachan or giving pravachan, my photo will not come. But if I am hanging on a tree upside down, my photo will be definitely there. So where should I go? This is called Siddhi. Glamour is in these things. People get carried away by this. If you look very normal, like you look one with everybody else, what is so great about you? So they will ask you, you are a Mahatma? You say, I think so. Okay. Do you eat with your mouth? Yes. No Mahatma. Do you see with your eyes? Oh, yeah. What Mahatma? Even I see with my eyes and I eat with my mouth. So what do you expect? No, you should eat with your eyes and see with your mouth. Then you are extraordinary. So people have such funny ideas. And sadhaka also feels that, oh, after studying for 20 years, if I look like anybody else, I do everything like anybody else, then what is the use of studying for 20 years? So he also starts feeling like that. Bhagavan is cautioning here, don't get attached to any of those things. Don't start running for such foolish things. They are also maya. One maya is outer maya. Another maya is the spiritual world maya. And then people, they want guru also like this. You say, I am looking for a good guru. Okay. What is your definition? Then they will have all these criteria. My guru should not sit on asana, above the ground. So then, that is wrong. Ramana Maharshi does khandanam of all this. He says, siddhasya vitti satayeva siddhi. Swapnopamana khalu siddhayonya. Swapna prabuddhasya katham nu satya satisthita kim punareti mayam. He says, all this is dream. This is illusion. Bhagavan uses the word maya. Maya susiddhasya visajyate na. He anga. He addresses, son is addressing mother as anga. Actually, mother should address son as anga. But here, son is teacher and mother is student. Ananya hetushu athame gatesyat atyantiki yatra namrutyuhasa. The one who has come to this stage, then for that person, ananya hetushu athame gatesyat. His gati will be me, atyantiki gati. Ultimately, this person will come to me, means final abode is me, and his love for me is ananya. No other love is there. He shall not have death. Na mrutyuhasah. Means, literal meaning, death will not have final laughter for him. He will laugh at his death. Not death laughing at him. What a wonderful thing. He will have final laughter means he will know death cannot touch him. He is beyond birth and death. With this, second chapter is complete. Now, this third chapter, today we will see first two shlokas. What is that? You will know the theme. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. नैतत् खलायोपदिशेत् नाविनीताय कर्हिचित् न स्तब्धाय न भिन्नाय नैव धर्मध्वजाय च nalolupayopadishet. One pa is missing there. Lolupayo pa is needed. Lolupayo pa. Nalolupayopadishet. Nagriharudhachetase. Nabhaktayacha mejatu. Namadbhaktadvishamapi. Bhagavan now says, whom should you not give this teaching? He said, Bhagavan, I am not going to give this teaching to anyone anyway. So I don't think this chapter applies to me. He said, no, this is good for you. What this means is, a person who does not have a particular qualification will not benefit from this knowledge as much. Therefore, literal meaning is, therefore don't give it to the person who is not qualified. This is literal meaning. Implied meaning is, the one who does not have enough qualification will not benefit from this. Therefore, in order to benefit from this teaching, I should increase my qualification. So, whatever is given here as, to these people, don't teach this. If I have any of these qualities, I should remove them. And if it is said, teach it to those people who have these qualities, means if I have those qualities, I should increase them. Khalaya na upadishet. Don't teach this to a wicked person. Means if I have wickedness, I will not benefit from this knowledge. Na avinitaya. If a person is not humble, don't teach it. Person without humility will not benefit from this. Karhichet, never ever. Na stabdhaya upadishet. This upadishet will go with all. Stabdha means he stands like a stump, does not know how to pay respect to elders, to teachers. Don't teach such person. So that person will never benefit from this. Na bhinnaya. Bhinna means the person who creates differences, divisions, sees only differences. Don't teach that person. At the end of Bhagavad Gita also Bhagavan gives a list of whom this should not be taught. Naiva dharma dhvajayacha. Person who brags of his or her spiritual evolution. I am so advanced. These people are all. Don't teach that fellow. Somebody applied for this next Vedanta course and he was one of such fellow. I said, you don't come. I rejected him. Na lolupaya upadishet. Lolupa, a person who has too much vasanas, don't teach him. Because he will not listen to anything. In the classroom also, his mind will be outside. Na lolupaya upadishet. Na griharudha chetase. Someone who loves to stay at home. Means he is so attached to home, does not have vairagya. Home means comfort. My bed, my pillow, my shower, my soap, my shampoo, my everything. This knowledge will not sink in that head. Graharudha chetase na upadishet. Na abhaktaya cha me jatu. Never ever to a person who is not my devotee. Means a person who does not have faith in God. Person who doesn't take incarnation as real, forget, don't teach them. And na mad bhakta dvisham api. And if someone is there who hates my devotees, that person also you don't teach. So now few more shlokas are there. Tomorrow we will see all. We will conclude. Tomorrow is our last day. So today, where you are sitting, one envelope should be there, Guru Dakshina envelope. So whatever offering that you want to make, and inside they have all the details also. Whatever that you would like to give, make check to Chinmay Mission Atlanta under whatever category that you want to give. And then if you want to volunteer, if you want to attend weekly satsang, Balvihar, that also you mark inside, okay? And then tomorrow when you bring this, then we will give you a Yajna Prasad at the end, and the contributions will be used for Chinmay Mission Atlanta and for other Chinmay Mission projects worldwide, okay? Yesterday I announced about the Bhagavatam books and some CDs and all. Just like this Kapil Gita is there, there is another work from Bhagavatam called Bhikshu Gita. This is also from Bhagavatam. If you would like and if you want to read, you can take this Bhikshu Gita. There is another called Hamsa Gita, that is also from Bhagavatam. Then of course you know Bhagavad Gita. There is a book called Vision of Bhagavad Gita. It is not a shloka by shloka book, but it is overview of Bhagavad Gita. So if you want to get like a summary of Bhagavad Gita, this is a nice text. And on our Gurudev's life, if you want to know more, different letters that Gurudev wrote, they all are given here. They are like scanned and printed, you know, in Gurudev's handwritings. Some of them are retyped also for ease of reading. So, and then different episodes, anecdotes from different people's life, and also from Swami Taponji Maharaj. Everything is given here. If you would like this book, this is like a collector's item, coffee table book, like you can have. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.